Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault. And today I have Sasha Little with me, y'all, and I brought her back in today because they have some things going on at their church. Y'all need to know what's going on, man. So, Sasha, I want to bring you on in. How are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you. Y'all have some big things happening at the church. I want you to let us know right now what is going on, because if you're looking for somewhere to go, this is the perfect time, perfect place, perfect moment for y'all to come and worship and hang out with them at their event that's happening, that's coming up this next weekend. Sasha, share with us what's going on.
Yes, yes, yes. So we will be having our block party at Outpoint International. We are located at 3806 Avenue I, Rosenberg, Texas. We're going to have some awesome, awesome, awesome artists, gospel artists, hip-hop artists come in and just entertain you guys. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have free food. We're going to have it all there for you guys. We're going to have a moonwalk for the kiddos. We're going to have a slide connected to the moonwalk. We're going to have volleyball. We're going to have sack race. We're going to have tug of war. We're going to have fun. That's what we're going to have, and we're going to do it in the spirit of God. Amen. Yeah. And so I want you all to come out October 23rd and join us and have a blast. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to have entertainment out there. Is that correct?
Yes. Am I right about that?
Okay, man. So we can't not have a Christian gospel block party without some entertainment. Who do y'all have coming?
We have the soul trapper coming. We have Two Crunk for Jesus coming. And then we have Kisha coming. You guys, and I'm just so excited about each of the artists that will be there. Please come enjoy the entertainment. They're going to be talking about God. They're going to be singing, rapping for Jesus, y'all. And that is the best thing that we could ever do, is just proclaim the word of God and praise him. Amen.
All right. And what time do you start?
We will be starting promptly at 1 p.m. We'll be ending at 4 p.m. And we are going to be outside having fun. We will have restrooms accessible to you all. We will have food accessible to you all. And like I said, I just want us to have fun in the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man, it sounds like you're going to have a great time out there. Your pastors, they're going to be present. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So who are your pastors?
Bishop Glenn Jeffrey and Prophetess Shanita Jeffrey. They are the pastors. Yeah. Amen. They govern their sheep. And I am one of their sheep, y'all. They will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're the youth pastor.
I am the youth pastor of the Kingdom Warriors. Amen. I'll be with the kiddos, but I will be available.
All right. And for those of you that don't know, Sasha is a Christian counselor, and she's the youth pastor there. So while we're on this segment, give our listeners a little bit about what you do as a Christian counselor and what services that you provide. Because I know you're going to be there. And so you're going to be there. And so for those that do come, this might be an opportunity for them to meet and greet you. And so let's give our listeners a little bit about what you do as a Christian counselor.
Amen. So I am a Christian counselor, as Mr. Lee has already said several times. Amen.
Yeah.
I am here to just help heal. My biggest thing is healing. There are so many people that need to be healed. They are lost because they're hurt. They're broken in certain areas of their lives. So my desire is to help with grief. My desire is to help with past trauma. My desire is to help heal the brokenness.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's through the word of God that we become healed.
Yeah.
Amen. And so when you choose healing and you choose me to help you become healed, that's all I desire, is for you
all
to become whole.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And so I will be there, as Mr. Lee has so beautifully stated himself. And I am available. I would love to meet you if that is your desire. And so, yes, I am there, y'all. Come see me.
And for those of you listening, I want Sasha to give her contact information. to you all. You're coming, and I know you're going to be there, man. You're going to have a wonderful time, fellowship. But you might want to talk to Sasha before next Saturday. So, you know, she has some awesome services, man, and helping people get to wellness, mental health, spiritual healing with her beautiful gift that God has given her to help people. You know what I'm saying? God has given us so many gifts and tools to help others. And so I just commend you all that are in this field of giving of yourselves and helping those that are in need. And so I want people to know how they can contact you for your services. Maybe a church or a nonprofit organization out there that may need to have you come and speak, or maybe another individuals that do what you do that may want to network. So Sasha, share your information right now, please.
Amen. My number is 832-517-4709. I do have a website. It is www.thechangetowholeness.com. I am also on Instagram. You can find me at TCTWDBA21 on Instagram, also on Facebook, and I'm also on TikTok. So please, please, please reach out to me. Follow me. I do post weekly and I strive to post daily, you guys. So that is all about me. Know that I'm available and at service to you all.
All right. All right. And once again, y'all, before we end this, this session, I want her to give the information to her church. So you all don't want to miss this event coming up, y'all. This is a good, solid event to bring your families, to bring yourselves. You want something positive to go to. I hear people say all the time, there's nothing positive out there. There's nothing positive. Okay. Okay. So you have no more excuses now.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all have no more excuses to say there's nothing positive. There's nothing going on. Yeah. There is something going on. There is something going on, and it's happening next Saturday, and I'm gonna let her give the date, the time, the place, so that way we don't want anybody to miss it. Okay, so like I said before on another segment, you know, we're blessed here in 2021. We're not pulling horses with carts and buggies no more. We're driving vehicles, so it's not a rough or tough time to get there. All you gotta do is get in your ride. Cut the air conditioner on, whatever you need to do, heater, whatever you, and just ride comfortably over to this event. Amen. And enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? So this is something positive. Positive things are happening next Saturday in the community. And so, look, y'all, she's going to give y'all the time, the place, the date, so you ain't going to miss nothing. Okay, Sasha, give them your information one more time to where this is happening.
Amen. It will be October 23rd at 1 p.m. Amen. At 3806 Avenue I, Rosenberg, Texas. You guys, come out and enjoy yourselves. We are family. This is for the community. Yeah, amen. Yeah. This is for the community. Right. Let me say that again. It is for the community.
The community. That's what she's saying, y'all.
So
for the
come
community.
On out, y'all. Come
yeah,
on,
you might as well. You ain't got nothing to do. You ain't got nothing to do. You ain't got nothing going on. What you doing on a Saturday?
Nothing.
You ain't doing nothing, man. What, watching some TV? Y'all, come on out, man, and join in the fellowship. Come on out and join in the fellowship, man. You know what I'm saying? And this will be a good event to spend some family time.
Yes.
You know, what other place could be better than spending family time with some real saints of God in fellowship and in ministry?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You know, with all the negativity that's going on, there's going to be some positive entertainment out there.
Yes.
These gospel hip hop artists, I believe, right?
Yes.
Hey, man, you know, y'all come on out and enjoy yourself. You know, it's enough negativity going on in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? Why don't y'all shift that? Shift that. You know, yes. Shift your ears and your mind and your spirit and your body to something that will feed you some wholesomeness from the word of God. You know what I'm saying? with fellowship and brotherhood, sisterhood, yes, and all God. That, all that, man, just roll all of in one. And with the presence of God being there, man, you know what? You can't miss. You know what I'm saying? So, and all the love, you know, and I know Pastor Jeffrey personally, man, this brother here, man, I mean, you talking about a brother that loves, man. I know this brother personally, man.
Yes,
God. So, y'all need to come on out, man. Y'all really need to come on out. And this will be a good chance for y'all to meet Sasha. She's doing an awesome work, kingdom work. Out here, this is outreach ministry she does, right? I think I would put that in the same category as outreach, as far as her doing a Christian counseling.
Amen.
Going outside of the church to minister to those that are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given her a word through her knowledge of Christian counseling, her knowledge of the word. Am I
Amen.
Correct? Okay,
Amen.
All right, yeah, I can
Amen.
Say that. I'm going to say that.
Amen.
I will say that, yeah, because... I know she's getting fed the word over there because I know her pastor personally, man. I know it. And so, yeah, man. And I know God pours into him
yes.
and whatever he's pouring into him, I know he's pouring into her and the others that are at this ministry over there. So y'all come on out, man. And this will be an opportunity for you to meet Sasha. You know, and then that way you can meet and greet her at the same time while you enjoying the ministry out there. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Y'all walk with me on this one. I ain't got too much time to be on this program, but, you know, I'm trying to really plug this event because we need more events such as this to come
yes.
outside of the church. We need to come outside of the church and get out here, man, so that way people can see us.
Yes, God.
Out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, people don't realize that people are riding by in their cars or walking, and when they're seeing some things going on, the curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
The curiosity in them. Am I right, sister?
That is absolutely
like
right.
The curiosity, you know, will get the best of you. And this is the best curiosity you can actually see.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When you can see people out there doing some stuff and mm-hmm. you say, I'm curious. Let me go ahead and see what's going on. I ain't doing nothing.
Yes. Stop on by. Pull on over.
Yeah, pull on over,
if
man.
If you got children, we have a moonwalk. You know, we have a slip
okay.
and slide. We got volleyball. We
okay.
have things for the kiddos. So there's absolutely no excuse.
Mm.
There's no excuses. It's time out for the excuses. Amen. So
yeah,
pull on.
Yeah.
Pull on by. Stop. Stop
yeah.
the car. Park the car. And just get on out and just come fellowship.
You might as well. This time, let the curiosity get the best of you.
Yes.
And pull on in there and see what all the noise is about.
Yes.
See what all this noise is about, man. You know what I'm saying? So when you're walking on the sidewalk there or wherever they are and you hear all this noise going on, I mean, folks are making a joyful noise for the Lord. Go on
Amen.
Over there and get in there and see what's happening, see what's going on, man.
Yes.
And I guarantee you when you go, you won't leave the same way
that
you
part.
Came.
Amen.
Is that part right there?
That part
see,
right
I'm still
there.
Getting used to some, you know, I'm one of my old school cats. So, yeah, that part right there. Yeah, man. So, you know, just walk on in, man. Come on in. Come on in and see what's going on. Pastor Jeffrey and them, they will be there on site.
Yes. You will see him.
You will see him.
Him
You'll be
and
able
his
to
wife.
Him
yes.
and his wife. Y'all be able to meet and greet.
Yes. It's an open door.
Yeah.
Come on in the door.
Yeah.
The door is open.
It's open, man. How much open do you need outside? I'm just saying, you know. You know, they say the church doors are open, you know, come on in. But you know what? How much more open than you can get from being outside?
Amen.
So you can't say your doors, ain't no doors stopping you, man. It's wide open space out there. All you got to
yes.
do is just walk on in there and join on in, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to pay nothing to get in there. It's
nothing.
All free.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? And this is a ministry. Seems as though, and I'm looking at it, and they're giving you an opportunity to be a part of a loving atmosphere.
Yes.
And I know maybe you have talked to some people as well. I know I have many, many years in ministry, how they've been hurt, and they say, well, I've been hurt by this church, that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to be real. I'm gonna be real about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And who hasn't? Mm-hmm. But you know, you have to realize something. You know, every group of people are not the same. Amen. You have to find the right place to be.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and they're not many these days. But when you, I'm just being honest, man. Y'all know me. Y'all been following me for all these years, and y'all know me through my music ministry and through all of what I do music wise and studios and all that stuff. But for those of you been following me for a while on my radio broadcast and everything else, y'all know I'm going to speak real. I have to speak the truth and tell it like it is. You know, every church or group of people that belong to churches are not the same. Mm-hmm. Let God lead you, man. He will lead you to where you need to be. And when he leads you there, don't tug against it. Go on in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, while you're walking around, riding around, and you see all this activity going on, man, like I said before, that day, let your curiosity get the best of you. And y'all come on in and worship with them, man. And so she said before, y'all going to have free food?
Yes, we're going to have free food. You know, I will say this, like, let the unfamiliar thing the welcoming thing in your life. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
It is new. It is different. And it is a little uncomfortable. Yeah. But that's where growth takes place.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's where change is able to actually permeate in your spirit.
Yeah,
so let the unfamiliar thing be. It's okay that it's a little unfamiliar. It's okay that it's a little different.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you need to pierce your heart. Amen.
Right, right.
So that the heart can actually, you know, be able to beat at its full potential, the heart of love. Amen.
Yeah.
So we're going to have free stuff, you guys. And we're going to have vendors. So we're going to have actual business owners there themselves.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and pour into them and let the increase happen to, because when you sow a seed, you know, it's coming back. Amen.
Yeah.
Especially when your heart was in a good place in the giving, you know, you were a cheerful giver. Thus says the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, come on out, y'all.
Yeah, man. And, amen. With the free food, you're going to be fed spiritually.
Amen.
You can be fed naturally.
Amen.
Physically. So you get free food all the way around. You know, but the spiritual food, man, that's, if you've been looking for that, man, this is the right place and the right time for y'all to come.
Yes.
And I believe once you go, man, and you'll be so hooked that Saturday, you'll be right there in the church Sunday.
Amen.
Because you're gonna feel the atmosphere of this ministry, man. So y'all not doing anything and you're able to support. I believe that I'm also gonna say this because people, like I say, man, I'm Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, and folk that know me, y'all been following me for a while, y'all know my programs. I'm gonna tell it like it is. You know, we as the church, you know, we need to set the example. And if we can be there, if you have, if you can be there, you know what I'm saying? Let's support one another more than what we do. I'm not speaking the truth, man, because of the fact that a lot of people feel like it's not at my church. I'm going to speak the truth because of the fact that we need to set the example. Mm-hmm. And so when people see us, we can come together and network. You know what I'm saying? That speaks more than saying we need to.
Mm-hmm.
It's by our actions.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm glad that this sister came in today, because this is my way of contribution and helping ministries and nonprofits to help bring more transparency to the things they're doing in their ministry. You know what I'm saying? I don't have this radio program set up. And those of you that know me personally, y'all know me, man. I don't have this radio program, my own radio station set up just to promote everything Lee Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because that's not what God told me to do. I didn't set this radio station up, my sister, to promote everything Lee Austin. He told me to get my own radio station because I was on other people's radio stations and building that. And he told me just do yours. And, you know, this is a way for me to make contributions in this way to help other ministries and nonprofits that are doing an awesome work for the Lord, to give them more transparency, to spotlight them, if you will. And so that's why this whole radio station that I have, It, I own and operate it, but it's not all about Lee Austin. It's about us. It's about me doing kingdom work, helping others build.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's what it's about. It's me helping others to build and pour into others, man. So I thank God that I'm able to help others as well and to help, you know, pour into what you're doing, others are doing. So like I said before, individuals such as Sasha that are doing this awesome outreach work, Christian counseling and helping people with grief, depression, helping them with their issues, getting them back to wellness. And before I end this, I want people to know the name of your business. I said wellness, and I know your business is on the I think the change to wholeness, right?
Yes, that okay, is correct.
I'm on it here. So tell us about the change to wholeness. Give us a little bit on that before we end this segment, and then I want you to once again give them the information before we close out to this event, because I don't want people to miss this, man. Amen. I don't want y'all to miss this. The change to wellness.
Change to wholeness.
I'm sorry, wholeness. The change to wholeness. All right, give
but see,
me right.
The thing about it is that's profound, because wholeness is wellness. Yeah, amen. Yeah, yeah. It's wealth. It's all of that. Mm-hmm. Like when you're whole, your everything is good. Your mind is good. Your heart is good. Yeah, your spirit is good. So it's not that so much as what you say, Mr. Lee, is wrong, but it's, if anything, it's right along what I desire others do in their lives. Amen.
Well, all
and
right.
So your wellness, your healing. Your heart, your spirit, man, your soul, your emotional state, your mental state, all of these things matter, and they make a huge difference in your decision making skills. Yes. Because to be transparent, we make decisions based off of impulse sometimes, because emotionally we're not on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
We're not actually there emotionally. So then again, we're off mentally. And then our spirit man is like over here, like trying to figure out, wait, what's happening here? And
right.
So just to be on one accord within ourselves is such a beautiful thing. And to be in wholeness is such a huge thing for me. And this is a person that's speaking that had to go through it.
Yeah.
I had to go through the stages of healing. Okay. I had to die to some things on the regular basis daily.
On,
we already die daily, right,
yeah,
y'all?
Come on.
So my flesh had to die. I had to get rid of former things that had to be passed away. Amen.
Yeah.
And so mindsets about myself had to fall off and die. Things that my father said about me had to fall off and die. I'm just being transparent here. Amen.
Right.
And just sharing my testimony.
Yeah.
So this is not a person that's speaking that doesn't know about what it is to become whole.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just understand that I'm not just speaking just to speak. I'm speaking from experiences. I'm speaking as the Holy Ghost allows me to speak. And speaking with the knowledge that I've also received in my Christian counseling certification. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
That has been renewed. Amen. for this year.
Yeah.
So please, please, please understand that I'm here for you. I desire to help build you up and make you better. You know, the word of God says that one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000 and put them to flight. Yeah, like that right there. I want us to be on one accord. I want us to work together to be whole and to be healed. Amen.
Amen.
And so that's where I'm at. As I mentioned before, October 23rd at 1 p.m. at 3806 Avenue I, Rosenberg, Texas, will be the block party Alcorn will be, oh Father God, having outside for the community. It is a family affair. We want you to come out and enjoy yourself. We have things for the kids to do, so please don't say, oh, I don't want to come out there, I'm not sure what the kids are going to do. No, the kids will have things to do.
Yeah,
trust me, because I'm going to make sure they're doing it as a youth pastor. I'm like, hey, come over here with me, y'all.
Solid.
Let's go do this.
That's
amen.
Solid, yeah.
So we're going to have fun. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have people praising God through gospel, through hip-hop gospel,
all
hip-hop
right.
Christian.
Yeah.
And so, music. And so, come out.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, there you have it. And so, y'all, solid event. You're not doing anything. Y'all come on out, man, and be a part of what God is doing. And I want to thank you all for hanging out with me on today. Thank y'all for coming into the vault, man, and listening to this session. And until next time, Hope that you are blessed and you're doing well. Much love. I'm going to holler at y'all later. All right.